2 or 3 years ago, maybe longer than that. That's how time gets away from me. I once said that I used to watch the chaplain of Bourbon Street, Bob Harrington, and he had a TV show, and he had a young lady sing for him, and I mean, she could just knock your socks off. And I always said, you know, any preacher that had a singer like that, if he couldn't preach after hearing her sing, he probably wasn't worth his salt. And I said at the time, I found, and her name was Billy Bowman. Never forgotten it. I forget most people's names. Jim, I was thinking a while ago, I was trying to think what George always called you. He never called you by your first name. It was always Hinkle. But I'm going to introduce y'all in just a minute. But anyway, Billy Bowman was her name. And I said, after I'd heard Tracy sing in one of our morning services, I said, I found my Billy Bowman. And I have. She does a beautiful job of singing. And if a guy couldn't preach after hearing that, he probably isn't worth his salt. And so I'm probably not worth my salt this morning because I can't follow that. And Joyce has already given the Christmas story. But I'm going to tell y'all, you're going to hear it again because I get at least one opportunity in the year to do it. I do have some very dear friends here this morning. Some friends that, oh my goodness, we go back a lot of days, Jim. And that beautiful lady sitting next to you is, and I call her a lady now, I almost called her a little girl because she'll always be a little girl to me. It's so good to have Jim and PK. Hinkle with me. I almost said Hamilton, PK. That was her maiden name. And then, of course, Don and Lynn Jenkins here this morning back here. And Lynn and PK are sisters. So they're sitting together this morning as sisters. But so good to have them. This family has been a very precious family to me for so many years. And I'm so honored to have you all here this morning. I'm pleased to have each one of you here, and I mean that in all sincerity. I think at this time of the year, we all have so much to be thankful for, most of all, for the greatest gift that ever came to mankind was when the Lord Jesus Christ came so many, many years ago as that little child born in that smelly manger, barn, whatever it was. We glamorize the whole situation much more than it was. Realistically, it wasn't. But I've already checked the clock, and you're going to be blessed by not having to listen to me very long this morning. You are going to hear, though, something that for probably 70 years, maybe not quite that long, 60 years, 65 years. We started back in Nanny's class reading the second chapter of the book of Luke. And in the first 20 verses of it. And if you want to follow along, you can. But for all of those years, And Nanny started us out, and we read it as a class every year during the church service or maybe the latter part of the Sunday school program, but as a class anyway. She always brought us up and had us read this particular portion of the Word of the Lord. And so over the years, I always remembered that early training that I had, and I've made a practice of at least during the Christmas season to either read it or to have it read, and I've tried it a lot of different ways. I still, once in a while, I'm brave enough to try to have the whole church do it in unison, and sometimes that kind of sounds like a Pentecostal meeting where everybody's speaking in tongues. But and by the way, I want to compliment you all last Sunday for the participation in the reading of the birth of the Lord. Y'all, I was a little concerned as to how that was going to come off because we'd never tried that before, and And, you know, being a Baptist, why, you know, if we've not done it before, why, it may not work. And if you have done it before and it didn't work, it'll never work any other time. So keep those things in mind. But did a great job. The whole program last week for all the people who were here, I think you know that. I do want to read to you this morning, and then I'm going to make just a couple of comments before I get my part of the service over with. But in the second chapter of the book of Luke, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And that's where you heard this morning. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. There's so many different thoughts and so many different things in here. I've in the past, I've used probably so many of these verses. I always kind of like the one, the 19th verse, but Mary kept all these things, I've lost it, and pondered them in her heart. But the point that I want to leave with you this morning is this. When the angel came unto those shepherds, he said, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. All people. I have a tendency sometimes when I'm preaching, and you've heard me say it a number of times, that when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, he died for my sins. And he did. He died for yours. But when he was born not only for me and not only for you, but for all people. All people. We sometimes, if we're not very careful, leave the impression with people that maybe we are an elite group or we are a special group in comparison to everyone else. It's difficult sometimes for us to understand that the Lord cares as much for those that we may consider to be our enemies as he does for us. It sometimes is difficult to believe that he loves other people in other parts of the world and in other times as much as he loves each one of us. it's difficult sometimes for us to not think that we are an elect people. We are, in no uncertain terms, but we are not the limited group that we sometimes want to leave the impression with people that we are. We are fortunate, we are blessed that God has granted us the privilege of being one of His children, that He has granted unto us the gift of eternal life, and certainly we need to be appreciative of that. But sometimes it's a little bit difficult for me to believe that that person over there in some foreign land that I've never met, that I've never seen, or that I've never known about, accepting to think of them as being horrible people, that the Lord loves them just like He loves me. Yeah. We sometimes forget how great He is and how marvelous and wonderful His love can be. Jesus, as He was here after He was grown and He began to teach, one of the things that He taught, and it's a lesson that's been very difficult for me to learn, but I've had to learn it, is to love those who hate you and persecute you and despitefully use you, to love them. Now, we don't have to. We can go ahead and just be as miserable as we want to, not be any better than they are. But that doesn't change the fact that He still loves them. You know, He loves people that we don't love. There used to be a common saying here that I challenged it at one point in time and got in trouble for it, but I still believe it. I had a person say, I want to be able to love the unlovable. I said, well, if they're unlovable, you can't love them either. You see, you follow what I'm saying? You know, we sometimes, and that's very commendable, you know, if we say that, oh, I want to be able to love the unlovable. If they're unlovable, you can't love them. But I can tell you someone who does. And so what I want to be sure that you understand here this morning, that not only are we blessed this morning to be able to have this gift that God sent so many, many years ago when He sent His Son to be born in that lowly manger, and that He was not only doing those shepherds a wonderful favor out there, but He was also saying in a sense that I love Pilate. The man who pronounced the death sentence upon Him, he loved Him. Now, do I understand all of those things? Do I understand this morning how God can love everyone and everything like that? It's impossible for me to do, because I can't even in my small little area say that I just love everyone. I can say it. I can say a lot of things, but do I mean those things? And there is a difference in what we say many times and what we mean. I'm thankful this morning that God, not only when He saved my soul, placed peace in my heart, but He also placed love in my heart. And that I have the ability to love. And it's not difficult to love those who love you, but it's very difficult to love your enemy. And yet I have to understand this morning that God loved those, or loves those people just as much as me. Whenever the angel came and said, it'll bring joy to all people. It was not just those people there at that time. It was just not us today, but it's been mankind all down through the ages and through the centuries that God loves. And He will continue to love, and He continues to grant us His grace and to grant us His favor until He finally looks down and says, you know what? It's enough. Man has done as he's always done. He's continued to go on his way, failed to follow me, failed to heed my voice, failed to do what I teach in my word that he's to do. And he'll say, it's time to bring it to an end. But it won't be because that he hates us. It won't be because that he doesn't care for us. It's because that he still loves us. And so when the angel came there and said unto you, you shall, this day I bring good tidings of great joy. What a joy it should bring to us to be able to have this one in our heart and our life this morning, today. It's a time, I recently read again where that it's one of the saddest times of the year. I also read this week, and I read some of the old preachers who were powerful preachers who were so strongly opposed to this idea of Christmas and celebrating this day as the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and were pointing out all of the errors there are in it. And I don't hate them. I'm sorry that I see it so much different than they do. And I'm sure that probably we're not right in saying that he was born on December the 25th, and that there probably shouldn't be anything called Christmas, but I still believe that it's okay. At least we take one day to acknowledge and to honor his birth. We should every day, but we don't. But glad tidings of great joy. And what a joy it should be to each one of us as one of his children to know that he cares for us, that he came for us, that he loves us, but that he loves all people, far beyond my comprehension to understand that. But I know it's in his word, and I believe his word this morning.